Hey, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store.
Right now, you can spring into style and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months.
Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide.
Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, the After Show podcast is on. Today is Tuesday. It's the 12th of June. David, a quote from David. This is giving me heartburn. It's a freaking slush.
Yeah, but it's giving me all kinds of heartburn.
He passes me the rest of his pickle slush. It's giving me heartburn.
Man, ice gives me heartburn.
No, but the look that you just gave him was the most disgusted look ever.
What was it last week that gave him heartburn? Something ridiculous.
A banana?
Oh, no, this banana.
It's not a banana who gave me heartburn.
This damn water is giving me heartburn.
That is giving me heartburn. Like my throat burns right now.
Where's your heart, David?
You don't even know what heartburn is. You're stupid.
I'm a lot older than you. I've never had a heartburn like that.
Really?
You've never had heartburn? Show me where it burns.
Like through here.
Maybe you have an esophagus problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, seriously, sometimes my heartburn gets like way out of whack. Like alcohol really does it. So if I ever have beer, that's bad. anything spicy, obviously, anything that you would think causes indigestion that does, it gets to me.
God, that sucks, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does kind of suck.
You take Pepcid?
I take a lot of Tums.
Does your dad have it too?
Yeah.
Does your mom have it?
I think.
Does your sister have it?
I don't know.
You ever talk to her?
Yeah.
You ask?
About heartburn.
What'd you ask her?
Hey, Sarah, do you have heartburn?
How long have you been battling heartburn?
Probably since my young teenage years.
Dang, that's forever.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes it can be so bad, it kind of feels like a heart attack.
Mm.
Like, have you ever had a chip get lodged, like, deep in your esophagus or whatever. You ever had that happen?
And you can like feel it going down, like the sharpness of it.
You feel it going down. You kind of even feel it in your back.
That's awful.
That's what like super intense heartburn feels like. Like I've heard of people thinking, oh my gosh, I'm having a heart attack and it's just really, really, really bad. And it's not really a heartburn at that point. It's something else. But, you know, it's just like you got to manage that. You got to be careful.
You're making me nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So kind of a freaky deal.
So tonight on TV is that show Beat Shazam. And every time we talk about Beat Shazam, the TV show with Jamie Foxx, David and I kind of giggle because...
And I roll my eyes.
What month was it when you auditioned?
It was like October, November. Like October, November, somewhere in there.
So she and a friend, Ashley, auditioned for the show Beat Shazam.
Yeah, she asked me to audition with her. Thought that I would be good at it just because of music and all that kind of stuff.
Personality. You can brag on yourself a little bit. She thought you had a good personality for television and you look good on TV and all that stuff. And they didn't take him.
No, but the thing is that makes me so... I really thought they were going off the air because when we went to do the whole thing, it was a Skype interview. And so that guy, when we had our first interview, the guy got real excited. He was like, hey, can y'all hang on for another interview? And that wasn't supposed to happen. We were supposed to do this one and done, and they would call us back. And we were like, yeah. So we waited 45 minutes. We went through another round, and it got more intense, where you had to do more stuff, say more things, do more, all that kind of stuff. And that guy, it was a different guy. And he was higher up. And that guy was like, oh my gosh, I love y'all. Can y'all wait for 30 minutes? And it was on California time. So, you know, they're, I guess, behind us.
2 hours behind.
Yeah. And so we made it to a final guy. And he, same thing. And like, I was on it. Like, I didn't miss any of the questions. Like, I was just nailing all of these songs. And she was looking at me like, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. And I remember calling Joey. I'm like, I knew every, I think I got two wrong out of the whole 3 hours we were with them. And so I was like, this is a done deal. Well, then they keep emailing her and basically saying, hey, y'all keep that week open. We really liked y'all. We're just trying to get some things tied up, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they kept saying that like once a week, and then it started dying off. And then we never heard from them again. And so it was like
it
all this
radio silent.
Yeah. And then it went almost TV silent because they haven't really, I guess there was like a hiatus or something for the season two. And so I was like, I wonder if maybe they didn't get good enough ratings and they went off the air. Like they're just not going to do it again. And behind the scenes, they were like, ah. And now they're starting it again.
What channel is that on?
I think it's
Fox.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird though, because I've never seen the show.
Well, I hadn't seen it before. I did like a really quick. I don't know. I just went did a lot of research when I found out about the show, and then I, you know, that's kind of how. I don't know.
Rachel loves it.
So okay, I'll watch it.
And Jamie Foxx is really funny on there, and I like Jamie Foxx. I was like, he'll be so much fun, you know, if you're on the show.
There's still a chance, though, that you guys might be, like, they're just waiting to cast at the right time. I wouldn't give up all the way.
You could be stuck on a back burner. I bet that kind of stuff takes time.
Because here's how I picture it. You've seen on American Idol, right, when they're in the Hollywood Week and they have all the pictures of the contestants laid out, and they're like, okay, I like this one and this one. They might have, like, a storyboard mm-hmm. of pictures of different contestants who were good, and they kind of, you know, you don't want people to look the same every week.
They even went so far to say they were going to have an NFL week. Where basically they picked a certain superstar NFL player, and uh-huh. that player was going to be with your team. So I would have been with an NFL player, and so she would have been with an NFL. They would have split us up. They even kind of teased that a little bit and was asking us who our favorite teams were.
So they told you way too much to have no interest.
Yes, and that's why like I kind of kept getting. At first, I didn't really care about it. I was like, "This is a long shot. Whatever, I'll go do it. It's fun. It's fun. It's a radio bit. We can talk about it on the radio." And then after they just kept on sending us stuff, and hey, what about this? Hey, what? I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is going to happen." And then I got real excited, and all said nothing. So I'm just hurt over it.
What was the most exciting part? Just to get the experience.
Yeah, the
not
experience.
Really the money, right?
Because I mean, no, I didn't even. I wouldn't be going in saying I'm about to win $1 million. It'd be going in for the experience. If I win that, oh, that's bonus.
I wonder what they pay.
I don't know. But they pay for, you know, to get down there and room and board and all that kind of stuff.
I think we should do Family Feud.
It'd be fun.
Like as a radio family.
That
it's
would be
the
fun.
It's the K-Fine family. Like it'd be, how many are there? Five?
There's five in total.
So the three of us. Who else would you want on our team if we went to Family Feud?
Scott Seiler.
Okay, Scott Seiler, our general manager. Of course, she has to pick the GM. He writes the checks.
Yeah, I feel like we need
and Bobby Caldwell.
Our owner.
The owner, that's it. Who else would we pick?
Who would be smart? Because you got to be funny, too. Like, here's, if you watch Family Feud, like, okay, there's really smart families, probably, who don't ever make it because the personality isn't as good. Like, you want those over-the-top personalities mm-hmm. that will tell those really goofy stories. So, I would think the three of us would be funny.
Bud
could be funny. What about Will?
Oh my gosh, yes.
That he would probably be the best.
Will
he might steal the show.
He might steal the show.
We should bring him in here.
And ask if he watches Family Feud?
Yeah.
Do you see him?
I think so. I think he's around here somewhere. You want to go find him?
Let's just see what he says.
Okay, let me go bring him in.
Would you do Family Feud if I can get us on there?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I think it'd be neat too. It's Atlanta. I think mm-hmm. we can just drive there.
Mm-hmm. There was auditions around here not too long ago. A lot of people went and auditioned.
But why didn't we go? Like, why don't we do stuff like that and be like, oh, we could really own this? Because you see all these other families, you're like mm-hmm. they're not that great.
We could get on the Ellen show.
How do we
Ellen
do that?
Ellen game show.
Oh, the game of games or whatever. Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun.
Remember when John Shipman, the JPD officer, was on Ellen?
Mm-hmm. And I had a friend not too long ago from Tuckerman that was on a. Jeopardy.
Really?
It was either Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune.
That's
and she was
neat.
Like putting up a funny text message saying, sorry, I disappointed everyone.
Oh, she didn't
yeah.
win?
Yeah.
He's not there.
No Will.
All right.
He's gone.
We'll follow up on that. Look into how we audition for Family Feud.
Okay.
I think that'd be a show we could all do together. I would also go and do Double Dare with Kai.
Oh, yeah.
Can adults do that? Was it adults
and
kids?
There was a family Double Dare. No. There was a family Double Dare.
Totally different show. Mm-hmm. We did WWE last night. There was a lot of people there. So shout out to everybody that we talked to. And my wife is funny at events like that because like she goes as my date. You know, we take mm-hmm. Kai and we took one of Kai's friends, but we don't really get to deal with each other much. It'd be like if you and Joey went to a karate event, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's talking to Joey about karate and people he's met, known, and kids he's trained. And that's what the night ends up being,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So last night was all about, you know, some of the people who were there with us, but then the wrestling fans who would talk about Memphis or talk about, you know, the legend shows or any of those different mm-hmm. deals. And my wife ends up just kind of sitting there, kind of like, ugh. Speaking of.
Speaking of.
Here we go.
The GM just walked in. I wonder if he heard what we were talking about. Is this a live podcast?
What's going on?
Would you be on Family Feud with us if we all auditioned?
Oh, sure. I'd love to do that. That would be awesome.
You think we'd be a good team?
Like, oh, absolutely.
So, okay, yeah. We're going to let you pick the extra member. It's the three of us plus you and who?
Oh, geez, that puts me on the spot. It's got to be someone on our staff.
Somebody on the staff. But they have to be fun because just being smart.
Oh, my gosh. I think I just thought of someone, but I'll wait.
Okay, wait a minute. Being smart may rule out the rest of the staff.
So they rule out me, too.
Give me a second. All right, so we would need
personality,
someone.
Fun.
And they also have to be smart. That's tough.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Well, somebody can be the dumb one.
Okay,
never mind. That's
already
taken.
That field. I'm in the room now. So you guys didn't know who I was talking about. Who do you guys think?
Michael Steele might be funny.
Michael Steele would be way funny.
Over the top.
A little over the top. Jinx. But yes.
Mm-hmm. Punch her in the shoulder. 1-2.
Okay.
Can you imagine the way Steve Harvey would deal with Michael Steele?
Oh, no. It would be a show in itself.
His looks on his face would probably be priceless.
Michael would have to wear the hat, too.
God, he might be the best choice.
I think Michael would by far be the best choice. The difficult decision, if you said, choose anyone other than Michael Steele to round out the team.
Will Oswalt.
Oh, that would be awesome. Will would be so awesome.
I want to see him at the end of the game. What do you call that? The fast money or whatever it is?
The 20 seconds, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be awesome. We should really audition for that.
I think you guys just pulled the best two by far. Mm-hmm.
You think?
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna. Why are you laughing?
That's just a funny
He's
thought.
Thinking about it.
Hey, did your family enjoy WWE? Did you hear from them?
Oh, my God. First, my sister sent a picture of all of her grandchildren with the K-Fine truck.
Nice.
So, I mean, you know. And then her youngest grandchild, her name is Stella, and she's like super stupid cute, okay? Right. She sent me a picture during the matches of her with her thumbs down, you know. So, yeah, they had a great time. I think everybody did, except for Bud Tropel, who apparently was, you know.
Well, Bud never has a good
He's
time.
So negative,
All
though.
All he does is complain.
Yeah,
Bud hates everyone.
Bud was talking this morning about that he would rather watch Derek King. I kept waiting for them to mention you. Derek King, two others. Besides Derek.
Austin Lane, probably.
Austin Lane was one.
Randy Hales.
And not Randy.
No,
but,
nobody wants to watch Randy Hales.
But the guy who had his picture in the paper, maybe in Win, with that article, the very first
Dustin Starr.
Yep. He mentioned those three. And he kept thinking, I can't think of another young one. I was like, Brandon Baxter. But he said he'd rather watch those three than the WWE show last night.
Really?
Wow. That's what he said this morning. So, anyway. Yeah.
Well, Kai's at this weird spot where he's been so overexposed to everything. Like, nothing special to him right now. Right? Because he's been to so many different things, and it's almost like we have to drag him to stuff. Even WWE, which I want him to be a huge WWE fan. Mm-hmm. Right? I want him to love wrestling like I did when I was a kid. And he's probably not at that point, and I just have to deal with that. But about halfway through it, he turns around and looks at us and says, I'm bored.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, Kai, stop. I want to play Fortnite. Because that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to go home and play Fortnite. Because that game has taken over our children.
Has. Absolutely.
Landon playing it.
Oh, my gosh. All the time.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Do you have to buy V-Bucks? Have you done that?
Sure. Yeah. And his birthday is coming up this Friday. So
he wants is V-Bucks.
Yeah. So so ours is the PlayStation dollars, you know. So so that's one thing he'll be getting for his birthday. But the great thing about it is you don't have to go out and buy any more disc. You don't have to buy any more games because that's the only game that they want to play.
But let me tell you, and this is going to totally kill me ever coming to you and asking for a raise, which I was going to do later today. But we can still do that, right?
Come on in. Yeah.
This is going to totally negate that. Let me tell you what my wife spent, because we did get tax money back at one point. So she calculated like our expenses over the last 3 weeks since my mom's been here. Mm-mm. Give me a guess on how much she spent on Fortnite.
Oh.
In 3 weeks.
Did you make her come up with this list?
Well, no, because she was trying to prove that I bought too much beer.
She was trying to make a different point, and it backfired.
And she forgot she had gone to buy clothes and makeup off QVC. What do you think in Fortnite in V-Bucks?
$300?
Oh, no, not nearly that bad.
The way you've been talking about it, I would say $225.
It was $160.
Yeah, I was going to say right around $200.
In 3 weeks. So if you remember the days of us buying games, The Legend of Zelda comes out, it's $50. You play it for a year, and then you play it again, and you play it again. You buy it one time. The way they have this now, like kids, and my mom's like, you have to stop that game from doing that, because she said it's advertising to the child.
Mm-hmm.
It's straight up saying, hey, if you want the coolest thing,
yep,
your parents have to buy you this new skin, right, and the new skin's the Omega skin.
Sure, and that's where the game transcends age, in that children, see, Landon is 10 to be 11 this Friday. So children younger than Landon are playing it.
Yep.
Everybody in Landon's grades are playing it. And then I have twin 22-year-olds, and they're both playing it. One plays it quite a bit more, but the one who just graduated college was telling Landon the other day, he said, Landon, you know how much I've spent on Fortnite? Zero.
Really?
Yeah, because Shane just, and he's built up, you know, by playing, he's built up and built up and built up. So anyway, so at least I have one of the two preaching to Landon.
It's good.
Not to just go buy it.
Not to spend, yeah, not to go crazy. And here, I came over here and gotten all this. I just came over here to talk about the International House of Burgers. So,
pick burgers or pancakes? What's your pick if you had to pick one?
Oh, man, I love pancakes. I've got to go pancakes.
I think I'd pick pancakes, too.
Yeah.
What kind of pancakes would you eat?
Blueberry.
Okay, Kelly? We're going
to
be the same.
It's hard to beat just a regular good old pancake, too. My wife likes them like this. She liked them when she was younger with peanut butter. You know, you take a knife and you spread peanut butter over your pancakes.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never
me either.
I had never tried it either until she mentioned that. Yeah.
So
with syrup, yes.
Chocolate chip pancakes, anybody?
Yeah, I like those. And I like strawberry pancakes with like strawberries on them.
You ever go to Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel has great pancakes.
The pecan pancakes, have you tried those?
I almost
never
was going
to
say the kinds with nuts in them.
And there
then
we
I knew,
go.
And then I knew you'd give me that look.
They're pecans.
Pecans.
They're not your average nuts.
Yeah, they're pecans.
These are pecans.
So do you say pecans or pecans?
Pecans.
Yeah, me too.
Pecan. There's a pecan tree in the backyard.
Pecan.
Oh, I did a commercial. Golly, what was in the commercial the other day? Oh, okay. If you're collecting things from the store to get discounts, you're getting the things that you used to print, or you can get a digital
coupon.
Say it.
Coupon.
So, coupons.
The real
coupon.
Word.
Some people say coupons.
It's coupon.
I say coupon.
Yeah.
In the commercial that I cut.
Great coupon. Yeah.
What am I supposed to say?
I'd
like
say
around
coupon.
Here.
Because I'm from Arkansas, I would
say
coupon.
Coupon.
That's
I'm
what I said.
Arkansas. I'm from Arkansas. I say coupon.
You also say both.
Forget everything. Never mind. Well,
one of the twins, the one who just, again, Shane, who just graduated college, like I have to differentiate between the two. Sean, who has not graduated yet. Shane says that he'd gone to college in Nashville. So he says when he's ready for the ticket, you know, when you're eating a meal, can you bring me the ticket?
Right.
And his friends laugh at him.
The ticket.
The ticket. I don't know what you guys say, but.
Can you bring me the check?
Every one of his friends say check.
I would say
bring
that, too.
Bring me the check. Can you bring me the check? And Shane's like, no, the check is what you used to write to
pay
for your
That's right, though.
Your
He's
meal.
Right.
Anyway, so.
So the ticket. Or because you wouldn't say the bill.
I would always say the ticket.
You say the ticket?
You say ticket, too.
That's kind of how I was raised, is to say the ticket. Yeah.
Huh.
And I don't know what you guys say.
I say check.
I think I say check, too.
Hey, we're ready for the check. Thank you.
I think I say ticket.
So I think check sounds a little more, you know, it sounds like you're cultured a little bit. So my wife's getting tickled at me now because everything now I'm saying, hey, can you bring me the check?
You know, yeah.
Can you bring me the check,
I'm
sir?
Throwing that out there, yes.
Let me ask you this one too, because we had this debate. So the other day, I don't know if I told you, I did tell you my mother never left, right?
Yes.
Like my mother.
Yeah. You told me you were taking 2 days off to take your mom back to Dallas. And then you sent me an email over the weekend saying, okay. Hey, she's, you know, I didn't take her back.
So we had family time, right? So my mom's here, and then Leslie's dad, who's been able to retire from the fire department in Pine Bluff, comes up to visit with his camper. So I have my mother, her dad from Pine Bluff, and then we had another family member at the house too, right? And there was a point because we were outside and we were eating and there were some flies, right? Because the flies are circling for the food. And Leslie's like, I'm going to have to go to the store and buy something to hit the flies with. And I'm not going to say the word. What would you call that thing?
Fly swatter.
Fly swat.
Fly swatter.
Fly swat is what he said.
Really?
So Leslie's dad and Leslie say fly swat.
Mm-hmm.
I say, and my mom says fly swatter.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Wow. I've never thought about that at all.
So, but then the thought was, okay, And here's how Leslie's dad was saying it. Okay, if you have the device, the thing, that's the fly swat, and the person who is swinging it is the fly swatter.
Yeah. I don't know. I just know I never really put a lot of thought into it when I was a child, and I heard my dad say, get the fly swat. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, and that's just what we learned.
Sounds so country when I say that, fly swat.
Get the fly swat.
Get the fly swat.
What do you put food down in the sink?
Do what now?
The, like, if you have to, if you want to put the food in the sink and, like, shred it.
Yeah, like the grinder thing.
Yeah, you put it in the incinerator.
Incinerator?
What do you have at your house?
You burn it up, right? You put it into the... No,
my kitchen is so not updated.
He's got a damn incinerator.
You just burn it. You put it in, and it comes out in little... No, I'm just kidding. So what do you guys call it?
Well, it's a dis...
You're disposing of things.
Yeah, it's, we call it the disposal.
Boom. What do you say?
I say disposal as well.
And disposal. You
say, instead of disposal.
Disposal.
We say disposal.
I say that too.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was raised so much on that Southern dialect.
My parents said disposal.
My mom says it too. She said it the other day. Well, we need to run the disposal. And Leslie says disposal.
Hey, turn on the disposal. Yeah.
That's too much. Disposal is just simple.
They always said it right in Wiener.
That's,
you ever know
that's
what
I'm saying? That's
he's always.
I'll take the tickets, not the disposal.
Oh, man.
And the fly swat.
It's fly swatter. I looked that up.
That's what it truly is?
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you look up fly swat, everything that they sell, fly swatter.
Maybe it's a brand.
No, it just means we're correct.
Okay, we're right. Never mind, we're right. Anyway, thanks for hanging us today.
International House of Burgers.
There you go.
I don't want to say that, but
talk to y'all back here tomorrow.